Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. Every other Wednesday, we visit with folks from the New Orleans and Company, and this week we'll visit with Stephanie Turner, Senior VP of Convention Sales and Strategy for New Orleans and Company. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. Good to be with you again.
Stephanie, I wanted to start out, I know it's not y'all's program, but I wanted to remind folks that Wednesday at the Square is today, and they have Ram Dehaty as well as Trumpet Mafia. Stephanie, I know you've had to have seen Trumpet Mafia. They're absolutely incredible. Great opportunity at Lafayette Square today. I think it's 5 o'clock, 5 to 8. Just wanted to remind folks about that.
Couldn't ask for better weather and the better way to end the week. It's hump day, so you're not ending the week, ending the day, right? But yes, go to Wednesday in the Square. Enjoy.
Well, I was going to say, if you're ending your week on Wednesday, I want your job.
If only.
If only, yeah. I know Walt's not going to allow that to happen for sure, right?
We make it a point to speak every day. Even on the weekend.
So give us an update. What do we see coming? I know we've got Zurich Classic coming our way. Exciting lineup there. Jazz Fest, the Stones. That's huge. French Quarter Fest is right knocking on our door as well. But there's a lot more, right?
There is a lot more, and it's been a good start to the year. Our team, our convention sales team, was very successful in booking some shows into the beginning of 24, actually at tail end of the pandemic during 2021 and 2022. So, you know, we had Anheuser-Busch that was here. Everyone saw the Clydesdales go down Bourbon Street, and they're actually here for one of their conferences. And True Value was here for a big show. And so we'll roll into American Chemical Society is just here. And then we had a big Tampa volleyball event, and our school board folks are going to be here in orthodontists. So we have a very full calendar this year. You know, half of what we do is at the convention center here at New Orleans and Company and our convention sales team, and the other half that we book in hotel single meetings. So people might not hear the name or see the name, but there are thousands and thousands of meetings really taking place all spring long in our hotels in the area.
So when we look at the percentage of folks that come here, I think you guys post data that says nearly 30% of visitors come to attend a meeting, a trade show, or an exhibition.
That's about right, yeah, 30%. And the difference, so 70% falls into everything else, leisure, Mardi Gras, festivals, all the things you just mentioned, all those great individual things. You might come with friends and family. What makes meetings and conventions so interesting is it's like having a little business startup here for 3 or 4 days. They conduct business. They do business with so many small business folks here in the city. They engage caterers, security, cultural bearers. You know, people go on tours. They have shuttles. So we really run a series of little businesses throughout a 3 to 4 day meeting. And that's what makes the meeting side so important to our destination. While it only represents 30%, these people spend so much more. And what also makes it important, Newell, and we've talked about this before, we don't have the amount of business travel that goes into other cities, to Atlanta or Dallas or Nashville. So our community, our business communities really relies on, as well as our restaurants and attractions, this group of folks coming in for meetings and conventions.
So I understand that industry that you just outlined exceeds 1.6 trillion U.S. dollars, according to a study by Events Industry Council in partnership with Oxford Economics. And I guess because of that amount of spend, the competition is increasing every year, right?
Every year. And that's a global spend. But yes, I mean, we're seeing competition not only nationally, but globally. I find just in my years in the business, the world's become a much smaller place. So the idea that you're going overseas for a meeting isn't really surprising. But competitively, you know, we were just talking about this earlier. Used to see 2 to 3 year rotations for large meetings coming in out of New Orleans, and even sporting events for that matter. Every 3, 4, 5 years, maybe a Super Bowl or Final Four or something like that. But the competition and the growth happening in cities really elongates the return cycle. And so we have to ensure that we are always in touch with these customers. And we had an all staff meeting yesterday, and we showed the duration of time it takes to book these larger meetings. On average, it takes 2+ years to book a larger meeting, and you could be booking that meeting 5, 6, 7 years, 10 years into the future. So your relationship cycle with customers lasts decades. And so if you just think about your own consumer spending, you go in, you buy something, and you leave, and you try to remember the person you bought it from that was super nice. We stay with people the entire duration, from when we solicit them to when we bring them here to see what the destination can do, how we can host comparatively when they're here maybe on a tour of 3 to 4 cities. And then our work begins on the services side to help them plan and prepare and get ready to have their meeting here in New Orleans. So before anyone ever hears about it, there's a lot of work that goes into ensuring that everything goes well.
Well, let's talk about the competition for a moment. I've actually had the opportunity to discuss and talk about Nashville with a lot of folks that recently attended stuff there. A lot of cranes in the sky. I know here we haven't had that many ground-up hotels built in the last decade, but you're seeing more and more of that as this competition increases, right?
You do, and you've seen it all over the place. And interestingly, in a four-year span, so from 2020 to 2024 through the pandemic, Nashville added over, I think the number's close to 7,000 rooms to their inventory, and that's both in their downtown and their immediate area. But that's explosive growth, and that's growth that then allows them to host things they couldn't before. You know, their capacity grows. So when your capacity grows, then you can steal business from other places. You know, and a place like Nashville also has a great deal of corporate business. They have some impressive companies that are headquartered there. You know, they're also, Nashville's also the state capital, which that means that all that business, you know, that happens like in Baton Rouge with that being our state, happening in Nashville as well. And then you add in the whole music component and country music and recording studios. So Nashville is very dynamic and quite a fierce competitor, you know, very much so.
So obviously that puts pressure on us, and we just have to be more and more innovative. And as a result of that, you guys develop a new brand called Built to Host. That's about 3 years old now. How's that working out?
It's working out very well. We're in the third phase, so we're updating the brand. Still will be Built to Host. We think it really speaks iconically to who we are. And it always, Built to Host always starts with the people here and our culture that makes New Orleans so unique. And so one of the cornerstones or the tenets of Built to Host is about the uniqueness and diversity of our people. It's important, and coming out of the pandemic, the seriousness of meeting destinations are very much on business event planners' minds. Just thinking back to a show that we attended in January, you know, we were next to Orlando and you saw nothing about Disney. You know, Vegas doesn't speak about gambling, and obviously those things are a very important part of their destinations. But event organizers are looking for a place where they can do serious business, where the city itself is serious and has the attributes. And on the people part of it competitively, the tenure and our hospitality community across our hotels, our convention center, the venues, it's one of our competitive advantages. But it's very important that we're able to point to our customers all the innovative things that are happening. You know, there was great interest in New Orleans Entrepreneur Week, great interest in the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana, great interest in sustainability and wind energy, all things that, you know, as New Orleanians, we all like to talk about the fun thing. What we're going to eat next, where we're going to go, which festival, who we're going to dinner with. I mean, all it's our DNA. It's who we are. So we have to learn competitively as salespeople, and we have, you know, a great tenured group here in the building and in our community. We speak on these issues all the time, and we talk about the oyster shells that are collected and then restored to the coast, or the glassware that's collected at 80 bars and restaurants for glass half full. So we're all learning, and I think that's one of the great things about New Orleans and Company, is our different departments. Kevin Ferguson, who leads our external affairs group, really is connected to the community, so he is continually introducing us to people that we may not know or may not know the details, so that we can really live out this ideal that if New Orleans is a great place to live and work, then it's a great place to visit. And we here in the building work very hard to connect all those dots for our customers, because when they're here, many of them go and do community service, or they do give back, or they make donations, which is something that really contributes to our own, you know, local citizens. And we're very proud of that in the meetings industry.
You know, it's interesting, Stephanie, your fiercest competitor in a lot of the industries within hospitality is also your best collaborator, right? Because you need everyone to succeed. So if you look kind of at the convention center, for example, they put on a lot of this. So do hotels. But we need both to excel, right, in order to have that overall product to go compete regionally and across the country.
That's right. And I think competitively what makes us good is when, you know, we bring a customer to town, and I'll use a larger customer example because that engages the larger community. What a customer walks away with is that we compete together first, and then, you know, maybe if a couple hotels are competing for that particular meeting, they'll, you know, as we say, slug it out. But we show up as a destination wherever we go, when we're at trade shows, when we're traveling, especially when the customer's here. Because, you know, we have smaller growth in terms of new hotel development. We've only opened 800 and something rooms since 2020. We're thrilled to have the Four Seasons and the Virgin. But competing and knowing that your staff, from general managers to salespeople to staff, are taking care of their meeting attendees is something that we do exceedingly well. And I think that's why Built to Host has been really successful, because it does ring true. It is something that is symbolic about us and our nature, and really is only found here in New Orleans, our own unique brand of hospitality.
Obviously, new administration comes in, transition, a lot of the different boards and folks that are going to be influencers come through. It's the natural progression of things every time there's an administration change. How has that gone so far?
It's going very well. I think there's a real feeling that everyone wants to help us improve in everything that we do. We've made great strides since COVID, but much like, you know, our community, we welcome everyone in and to help make New Orleans a better destination, Louisiana a better state, because we know if they come to New Orleans, then there's a better chance of them going somewhere else. And so we're big supporters of anything happening in our state that we can also help promote to our customers, to their attendees. And anytime anybody wants to make things better, like the state troopers helping out, that's always a wonderful thing. So we, I think, are welcoming by nature, and we welcome anyone's assistance. And, you know, our role here at New Orleans & Company is to drive visitation to the destination, which also is to the state. And so no matter what parties in power, our job is to work collaboratively, and we take that quite seriously.
I was looking at some of the conventions coming in on your 2024 calendar, and it kind of struck me. What is the number of attendees that you would call a big convention? Is there such an animal?
There is an internal number that we use, you know, as in the business. You know, we usually use around, and I'll use hotel rooms, about 2,500, because then you're getting into multiple hotels. So if you think about the Hilton, just as an example, because it just popped in my mind, it's about 1,600 rooms. So, you know, you're thinking about three or four hotels that are called a citywide. When we get around 5,000 rooms, it really creates what we call compression. So if you think about the city like an airplane, and as they sell seats, you know, things change. It's kind of the same way. And you might recall, we had a really slow summer last year. We did not have any citywide conventions at all, just the way the pandemic impacted our booking ability. And it was also a year that was stacking up to be slower before the pandemic. So when you look at some of the folks that are coming in this summer, we're very, very excited that we're going to have a very good summer. We've got the Evangelical Lutherans coming. It's about 18,000 kids from around the country. They will eat every chicken finger around. So just public service announcement, please stock up on chicken fingers and french fries. But they're great. I mean, I can remember when I lived downtown and watching the kids from the top of the One Shell Square just walk down Poydras to the dome. It's pretty exciting to see. And then we have another repeat customer who we enjoy so much, been here for many, many years, the Ancient Egyptian Arabic Order of the Noble and Mystic Shrine, the American Legion. So we're very excited about those folks who are coming to spend part of their summer with us here this year.
American Dental Association, with 24,000 attendees, seems to be one of the largest that you have over this summer, right?
Yeah, that's actually going to be in October.
In
that
fall.
Pushes through
in the
to
fall,
October.
Yeah.
In the fall. And then, we're also very happy that Health System Pharmacist comes back in December. You can imagine there are not a lot of huge meetings that happen in December. And so our team works tirelessly in the community to solicit and confirm as many as we can into the future. Because that really, you know, when you can have a great third quarter and a busy December, because those are, you know, our tougher periods, it obviously, when you have peak times like we're in now, it really does make a difference for our entire community. You know, when you can really help even out a peak in a valley, especially for our small business members and community folks that rely on that stream of customers coming into the city.
Final thoughts?
I think I need to go get a change of clothes and go to Wednesday in the Square is what I'm thinking.
I may sit there.
Because I think the dress and the heels are going to be really appropriate to stand around the Square. But, you know, why not?
Yeah. You know, I'm a big fan of Trumpet Mafia. So I'm going to try and I don't have to drag my wife down there because she loves them as well. So if you've not seen Trumpet Mafia, you really want to see them. They're really, really good. Really enjoy them. And always enjoy the conversation with you, Stephanie Turner. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we'll see you at the Square.
See you later. Thanks so much, Noel.
All right. That's Stephanie Turner, Senior VP of Convention Sales and Strategies for New Orleans and Company, pushing their built-to-host brand. Been bringing a lot of successes to the city. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We have some time to go to the talk line, so something you want to talk about, give us a shout. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, in the not-so-distant past, you will recall that during the State of the Union address, President Joe Biden referred to the accused in the killing of the Georgia nursing student Laken Riley as an illegal immigrant. And, of course, the far left went crazy. That was problematic. He should not have used that word. He should have changed, and he ends up apologizing. Interestingly, there's a new Harvard-Harris poll that's out, and it polled Hispanics. And the poll found that 63% of Hispanics agreed that it's appropriate to refer to people who enter the country without permission as illegal immigrants. That was just a few points less than where blacks polled on this issue. 67% of blacks said, perfectly fine, refer to them as illegal immigrants. 77% of whites agreed as well. No problem. Refer to them as illegal immigrants. Don't need to apologize. Call it for what it is. They came to this country knowingly and intentionally in an illegal fashion. Therefore, the sum of that totality is they're an illegal immigrant. Regarding Biden's use of that term during the State Union address, 74% of Hispanics said it was appropriate for him to do so in that context, referring to the immigrant accused of killing Laken Riley. Matching the percent of blacks who said the same, and a little less than whites at 81%. So the official okie-dokie as it relates to the utilization of the term illegal immigrant doesn't seem to offend much of anyone other than a lot of the, you know, folks that are the progressive Latino community that also is the one that forced the Biden campaign to embrace the Latinx. You recall that. And it turns out that more of the blue-collar Hispanics don't really agree with that either. Nobody's really embraced that. And they're concerned with what everyone else is concerned with. We've been saying this over and over and over again. They don't care about this political correctness BS. They want less crime. They want to be safe. They want to live and work and raise their family in a safe community. They want to work hard. No one has ever said that that's not the case. And it seems to be, you know, people are recognizing it for what it is. Texas Representative Monica De La Cruz tweeted the other day, "Mr. President, most Hispanics do not give a damn that you called the man who brutally murdered Laken Riley as illegal. They just care about being safe." You know, what's also interesting is that The poll also found that there's widespread support amongst the respondents for stronger border policies. 63% of Hispanics agree that the immigration problem at the border is getting worse. That's greater than the number of whites. They polled at 60%. And blacks polled at 42%. 71% of Hispanics agreed, 71%, that the Biden administration should make it tougher to get into the country illegally. That's only 6% less than whites, who polled at 77%. And it's actually 7% greater than where blacks polled on this issue. It's absolutely amazing. They're trying to get everybody to believe that you're xenophobic, you're racist, you're this, you're that. But the country is not buying the BS. The country sees it for what it is. They understand that the borders are important to our country, our identity. And they want it fixed. And they don't necessarily believe that this referring to this bill that everybody talks about is the solution. Because a lot of folks are saying, to the contrary, why don't we just do this? Why don't we think out of the box for a moment? Why don't we just simply enforce the laws that are already on the books? And if we did that, we would be in a far better place than we are today. And the reality is that we don't have to worry about what any of you politicians are doing up there in Congress. Just set Customs and Border Patrol free. Set them free. Let them live up to the oath of office that they take each and every day when they are sworn in. In working for that organization, just let them do what we pay them to do. Let them enforce the laws that are on the books. Let's not get in their way with over 500 executive orders that have been issued by President Joe Biden that has done nothing but put hurdles in front and handcuffed Customs and Border Patrol. For the sake of what? To what end? The public's not buying it. This poll proves that. The very community that you think is totally, and you've tried to convince everyone, obsessively harmed and emotionally scarred relative to the term illegal immigrant, says otherwise. We'll be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, folks. Let's go to the talk lines. James, you're up. What say you?
How you doing, Noel? Great. I wish I had time to opine about what you just said, but because today is the 27th, I'm going to talk about that number real quick.
All right.
I saw a thing Sunday morning run across my television that said Harry Truman complained about Congress as a do-nothing Congress. That year, Congress passed almost 900 bills. Last year, our Congress passed 27 bills. That's it. That number 27 kind of stuck in my mind because I want to do another couple of 27s. Our Declaration of Independence has 27 grievances in it against King George. Our current Constitution, the United States Constitution, not the states, has 27 amendments. The most quoted amendment, especially by one party, is the Second Amendment. There's only 27 words in that amendment, even though it's grammatically incorrect. Well, last election, there was less than 27% people turned out to vote. And you said a lot, and I don't think people attributed to what I'm about to say. This last vote was the most important vote, not the presidential vote, because Mr. Newell Norman, wise man, said, and Tip O'Neill, I think you stole it from Tip O'Neill, all politics are local.
Absolutely.
Well, there was two elections that I think were, anyway, the Democratic match or the Democratic Central Committee, the Republican Central Committee, we elected members of those committees. And I may be wrong on this one because I think I know what I'm talking about, but I might be wrong. Those are the people that are going to pick our electors. Those are the people that are going to pick the people to say, yes, here's what we're going to certify the vote. And nobody, less than 27% of us, showed up to vote. We need to vote in local elections more than we need to vote for the damn president, regardless of who you believe they are. And that's what I want to make sure people, since it's the 27 people, please get up off your butt, go get a mail or have them send you a mail-in ballot, even if you're being uninformed, even if you're wrong. Exercise your right. Thanks for letting me rant.
All right, James. Thank you so much. James.
Yes.
I was going to say, I've got 2 minutes. You want to opine on what I just talked about?
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can keep that real simple. In this country, we have a principle of innocent until proven guilty. Even though these people showed their intentions, they were on camera. They're showing their intentions by breaking our law, crossing our border. But they're not guilty until they have their day in court. So, yes, they're illegal or they're in limbo right now until they get their day in court or wherever, whatever jurisdiction is going to be. But until somebody says you are guilty, they're not illegal. They're accused of being illegal. And I wish more of us would see things the way they are instead of just being told and we all follow in line behind, well, 70% of us agree they're illegal, so therefore they're illegal. That's not true.
Well, I think it's about whether or not they're called illegal. If I arrest you, are you arrested? Are you an arrested subject?
I'm not illegal until a judge
if you're, if you're in jail, are you incarcerated?
And I'm detained, but I'm not convicted.
And you're detained, but the term illegal is the way that you enter. When you come into this country between the ports of entry, you come in violation of the law. You're a violator. You violated the law. You're on our soil illegally. The only way that you can come to this country legal is to come through a port of entry.
Right. Let's see. There was a movie, East L.A., where Cheech played a East L.A. citizen who crossed over into Mexico and couldn't get back to America. Mm-hmm. He crossed at a point that was not an entry point. Mm-hmm. He was arrested. Mm-hmm. He was a citizen. Mm-hmm. He was never illegal. He didn't do anything, but he was accused. Until it was adjudicated, he was found not to be illegal. These people haven't been found to be illegal. So what I would say they are accused illegals until we deport, detain, or fine them or whatever the law can do. But right now, and we know that I'm not ignorant. We know their intent is to get here because our laws are weak. Like those 27.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you believe that the more appropriate term is undocumented?
I don't really care, but here's what bothers me about the term. Making sure to answer.
That's a more appropriate term is undocumented?
I would say it's more accurate.
Well, the vast majority of the country disagrees, myself included.
And that's why we're Americans, my brother. And I love this country. And I love listening to you, but sometimes I'm yelling at you and you don't hear me. But
James, I love you, baby. It's okay.
I would not have your job because it's hard. I ain't lying. It is hard, and I learned so much from it. Keep it up.
Well, thank you, sir, and I the same with you. We'll be right back. Check in with Scoot to see what he has coming your way. Stay with us. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
We will talk about the $60 Trump For Your Soul Bible, and also we'll talk about the cost of dating, and do men still have to pay, or have younger generations figured out sometimes the woman should pay?
All righty. He's got a great lineup coming your way, folks. Stay tuned. Scoot's up next. Hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll see you guys again in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.